Hello, Bo.
So I've got some fun baseball and some fun football stuff for y'all, but nothing is more important or maybe even disturbing as this lead story. Do you know who Luana Alonso is?
Pete Alonso's lady.
I don't think so, but maybe. She's an Olympic swimmer. She's the Olympic swimmer who reportedly was kicked out of Olympic Village for, let's see, I don't know. She was an inappropriate atmosphere.
Oh.
If that can be done in Olympic Village.
Did she walk around nude or something?
Has to have been more than that, I would imagine.
What's her name again?
Luana Alonso. And if you Google her, you're probably going to come across this story.
Okay.
So there's a company called Real Doll. If you can imagine what they make. They make dolls.
Sex dolls?
They're real. Yeah.
Like full, full body one?
Yep.
Not blow up?
No, yeah. These are like, if I'm not mistaken, it's like if you take the brain out of a robot and just have a dead body there. It's not the blow up. These are bodies of humans.
Okay.
All right. So Real Doll approached Luana Alonso, who is a swimmer, and they sent her a letter. Here's what the letter reads. At Real Doll, we pride ourselves in offering our clients unique, customized, and lifelike creations that help them connect with their fans in a truly personal way. With your growing success, we believe there is an exciting opportunity for us to collaborate. Okay. We would like to offer you the chance to mold your feet into a lifelike, high-quality material, which we would then make available for sale to your fans. Now, originally, when coming across this story, I was thinking they were going to take their full-size doll and just put her feet on them.
Okay.
So maybe you take feet from the swimmer, hands from somebody else, and face from somebody else, and now you've got a Frankenstein doll that's just beautiful.
Yeah, just like a fetish Frankenstein.
No. These guys are just going to make her feet.
What?
And they're going to sell her feet. What? They're going to go for around $2,000 for 1 foot.
What is wrong with her? What is so special about her feet?
You got great feet or what?
You can get the pair for $3,500.
Well, that's a deal. That's $500 off.
She gets 20% of this, by the way. But for an additional $500, she'll autograph them for you.
Why?
Lifelike feet.
What is going on with her? That's what I'm saying. Why are her feet so significant?
She has an OnlyFans page. I've never seen it. Maybe she has beautiful feet.
Oh, okay.
Let me look.
Oh, yeah. Look. That's work computer.
I'm just looking.
Okay,
at feet.
I'm just curious. So
I mean, they just look like feet.
Okay,
it's like feet, right?
They don't look. They're not bad feet,
but they're not like feet.
You became a foot dude on me.
Well, I mean, I can look at a foot and say if it's weird or not. It's not weird. It's not. I'm not saying it's not a bad.
Oh,
foot.
I thought you like.
It's got 10 toes, and
is one bigger than the other?
It's got 5 on one and 5 on the other.
Is one bigger? Is the
big toe's the biggest?
Okay, all right.
See, and then I'm in descending kind of a middle order toe from there. Biggest guy.
Like the middle toe biggest?
Mine are.
Yours are.
I thought that's what you were looking for.
That's what I would find attractive, too. If my feet are like that, why would I not find that attractive?
I think that's sort of like...
You think your feet are attractive, Bo?
No.
Oh.
I think I have one attractive foot. I think I could be a foot model for my right foot.
Oh, no. You should,
left foot is bad.
Y'all don't see my right foot. That one there is the... I don't know what...
How's your left foot?
Left foot's... It's in there, though. I got this new egg thing that scrapes off dead skin.
Okay.
Dude, I'm looking fresh over
so
here.
So between the two
back,
of us...
These back heels are sparkling.
You use your left one, I'll use my right one?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We'll appeal to a broad audience?
Yeah, because that right one, that one thing...
So I'm going to call Real Doll for y'all and see if we can get the Andy and Randy set.
But just...
No, I want a doll of me.
No, I would actually like to make a sex doll.
Yeah,
of
I want to make a doll of myself.
Yeah, I think that'd be a sell.
But
of course,
so they sell Real Dolls, the full body doll. How much one of them run you?
Oh, I don't know. I can find out for you.
I was just curious.
Well, let's just.
If I had to guess, I'd say they're probably about $15,000.
Well,
$15,000.
Well, let's estimate. If 1 foot is $2,000.
Yeah.
2 feet's $3,500.
Yeah. Now this is Olympic swimmer foot. Maybe just regular person foot's only $1,000, and maybe just regular old Fannie Mae walking down the streets only, you know, a $7,000 doll.
Yeah, maybe.
A whole doll.
So, of course, part two to this conversation, when you want me to get to Shohei Ohtani's home run, you just let me know. So,
no, I have a lot more
maybe
questions.
We can always skip baseball, man, because the Braves ain't playing. I really don't care.
Can I just so we're clear, someone would spend $3,500 on molds of her feet for sex stuff?
I guess to put them in their mouth or something? I don't know. What else are you going to do with the rubber?
Also, where does it end, do you think? Like, is it just right at the ankle bone? Do you get a little bit of calf in there?
It's below the ankle.
Okay.
Your foot, just the foot.
Just straight.
If you want ankle, that's another grand.
Just Just metatarsals. That's it.
Okay. Ah, there it is right there. The price.
Of the doll.
Yes.
Randy's doing this on his phone, by the way, just to be safe.
This thing says $30,000.
$30,000. I mean, you can...
I supremely underestimated this. $30,000?
For Nia. Yeah.
Nia who?
$30,000.
And these aren't even the SpaceX dolls. Like, these don't talk to you.
Damn!
Or do stuff like, for you.
I just feel like with $30,000...
For
less than $30,000...
You can just go buy...
You can accomplish the goal, right? Like
$30,000. I don't
whatever that would take.
Is that how much people are willing to pay for silence?
Yes. It would seem like are you just a we always talk about the freaks they come in freaks come in freaks. All right. And I'm not and I will no, I will I will talk bad about you. You are a damn weirdo. Okay?
Yes.
You are a damn weirdo. If you got a life-size doll in your bed,
it's you true. Think that it arrives at your door in discreet packaging?
It has to.
Like Blue Chew?
Like, it has to.
But you think weirdo. You use Blue Chew and then assembled?
You're a weirdo.
You have to put it together?
Right, I don't know.
Do you have the option of making a Frankenstein doll? Like if I want somebody's feet and somebody
else's? I want her feet. I like this person's hands. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's all. I'm with you, Randy. We try to reserve judgment and not be judgmental. If you spend $30,000 on a sex doll,
that's very weird.
You're weird.
You're a weird dude, man.
You're beyond weird.
Yeah. I gotta think there's probably we don't have a ton of people in the audience right now that are
okay. We got some cheaper ones.
Okay. Good.
Okay. That one was $30,000. Okay.
Too much.
Other ones are like, they're on sale. They got a half price off. They're about $700.
What would you say the difference is? Are they ugly?
I mean, they.
That tends to be the difference.
Here we go.
The higher the price, the higher the quality.
Hey, look at this right here. Oh, man.
That's a very specific body type.
That's
like that lady at church you're always talking about.
That's like, that's Sister Renee right there. They got a Sister Renee doll.
I'm telling you, man.
And you can get Sister Renee for $500.
Sister Renee's on sale?
Sister Renee's on sale for $575.
I feel like if you just put $100 in the collection plate and are nice to Sister Renee, you could take the real thing home with you.
But you
know what I mean?
But the thing about that, you gotta let Sister Renee watch you
silence
put it in
costs
there.
Money.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to sit next to Sister Renee. Like, try to make it casual, but not casual. Just drop the money in the collection plate. You know, you're a man. You're a man of God, all that. And then sweet talk Sister Renee, that's the real thing.
Man. Dare I ask, if Real Doll were to send the two of you a letter,
okay,
what would they be asking you to permission to mold?
All of me.
All of you? Just the Randy and Michael?
Yep.
Here's the Randy and Michael, $35,000.
You know the part of me that my wife, the most unusual part of me that my wife likes, like that you probably wouldn't think of?
No.
My forearms.
Oh.
She loves
them.
There you go.
She thinks I have really good forearms.
I have one similar to that. I might have you beat.
On what?
What part that Tara would probably have molded?
What part does she like?
Veins? She's a nurse.
Oh.
Now, veins stick out of my arms, like, at all times, and she just pushes them.
Just like, that would be so easy to put an IV into.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah. She wants to do it so bad. I'm like, well, bring one home. We'll see.
You'd be so good at heroin if you wanted to.
Yeah.
No,
what part of you does Donna like the most?
Oh, she loves my back, the upper back and traps.
Well, that's great.
Like that.
That's great.
That's why we're tank top.
For a Randy and Michael back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what's a Randy back going to run you?
I mean, that's crazy, dog. Yeah.
Yep, there's some freaks out there.
$700.
Death, taxes, and freaks, people.
Dude. No, don't do it.
Say yes. Nope. Come on. We've gone all this way.
No, because I was going
to... You're on vacation for a week and a half.
What puts you in a freak category to buy a doll like that? Is it like you can't get...
Yeah, you have to have a lot, like no social skills.
And a lot of money. Obviously that, but yeah, no social skills.
Yeah.
Like that, private basement kid.
But you probably have your own spot. If you have $30,000.
Those guys that sit in their mom's basement and get rich off of YouTube.
Oh,
I believe in that, like, they sit at the dinner. You sit at the, like, if I'm paying $30,000 for it, I'm sitting at the dinner table with her, right?
Yeah.
And talking to her.
Yeah. She might not talk back, though.
That's what I'm saying. Make a plate for her. Make a plate for her.
Do you make real food, or do you just have the same fake food and put it in front of her every time?
I don't know.
Different. She has her favorite dishes.
Can we get somebody and talk to them about this that's done this out there? Anybody?
Let me get, go on, Abe. Produce the show. Find one for us.
I wasn't going to say that.
I wasn't going to say find one for us.
I wasn't
going
to say find one, Abe. But
I was going to say one person's been noticeably
someone
silent.
Someone in your Rolodex must certainly fit this.
One of us has been noticeably silent during this conversation.
That's
one of us who's very rarely silent.
Yeah, you were quiet. You were quiet.
I've been listening to see if we need to use the dump button.
Yeah,
you were really quiet. Mostly.
Hey, dog. Hey, you know how I looked up on that website and you get the automatic chat people? They're chatting with me.
Oh, what are they asking you?
First time purchase?
Can you get like a frequent buyer card, like at a coffee shop?
Yes.
You get like a little punch out every time. Oh, man.
Buy it. Hold on. Buy it now and enter to win a free head. They're going to give you a tall head.
Oh, it's terrible.
Wait.